Hey, what's going on, listeners and viewers of the Fantasy Flavor podcast and YouTube channel? We've taken a long break and we're back. We don't want to make promises on content yet, as we haven't really discussed it ourselves, but we wanted to give our fan league some love and attention here. Isn't that safe to say? So, guys, how did our first year of our fan league go?
It went great for us. We won the league, so obviously it went great for us. And there was a lot of activity in the beginning. It went down a little bit later, but overall, you know, no complaints. It was a great year. People were excited. There were a lot of co-owners, so a lot of mingling. It was great.
I think we had, there was a total of, I want to say, we had a 14-team league. And there was like 20 or so, 20 plus owners. Yeah. Like we had 25. So many people bring their friends in, so many people co-owning. We had lots of people, lots of activity early. Like you said, it did kind of dwindle, but it was a really fun first year, really fun start. And I can't wait to see where we go with it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see where we go with it either. So we're going to kind of talk about each team, maybe an off-season preview, maybe not. It's gonna be really exciting. So we're gonna start off with the team. Here's the draft order. So obviously we won, so we're at the end, and then it went like this. And the first team is the Wahoo 4. And who's the other co-owner?
He co-owned with BC Vandal.
Thank you very much. So on the web version we can't see where the picks are, so I'll just name off how many picks we have, and then one of the other guys will tell you where they are. So this team obviously finished last. Congratulations. I feel like we should do a round of applause for tanking for Trevor correctly. Unlike the Jets.
Better than Jets, yeah. So, congratulations, you're not the Jets.
J-E-T-E. So this team has some interesting names. I'm going to kind of go over the noticeable ones. I think Brandon Ayuk and Clyde are really good base. Calvin Ridley, too. Baker's a decent quarterback. Kind of surprising with those names that I feel like you have a really good base there. Noah Fant on the team. Cole Kmet. Ingram.
Evan Ingram.
Pro Bowler.
Yeah. And it's a Titan Premium League. So
yeah, it's Superflex Titan Premium. AJ Dillon, he looked really good. Keyshawn Vaughn. Who else do we got here? Vance McDonald. Trenton's guy, Devin Asiasi. And Jimmy G got injured, and Josh Oliver. As for picks, they have three firsts, the second, which is probably the 201, and their fourth round pick in this draft. And they have two firsts next year and pretty much all standard picks going throughout. So, Trenton, where are those picks at?
Those picks lie at the 101, which is their own pick. They also have Link Marine's pick at 106 and Wu-Tang Forever's pick at 113.
So really spread out picks there. If this was a snake draft, he'd be loving it, but no snake draft here. I can definitely assume that this team will take Trevor, probably a wide receiver at 106, and then maybe another wide receiver, running back, quarterback, tight end, whatever is there at 113. That'd be, although, you know, Kyle Pitts could go in that range too in the middle of the draft, so we'll see.
I think they already have tight end covered, and I think their main needs are quarterback and to some extent running back. And wide receivers too. So I definitely think they should hit with that 106. They should definitely hit a running back there, and then for the other picks, they should go for the wide receiver because it's a deep class, right?
Yeah,
I think this team has a very bright future. Sure, they finished dead last in the league, but I believe these two co-owners, they know what they're doing. They have three firsts, and they have, you look at their roster, they have a ton of young talent, young potential. They weren't out there grabbing just veterans and throwing picks here and there and doing stuff and just trying to win, and they ended up failing and miserably. They actually have a plan. They have picks, they have youth, they know where they're going in the future. So I like that about them.
Yeah, that's really well said. And they also have Jalen Reagor, who I forgot to mention, so I just wanted to throw that in. You could see that if you're watching on YouTube.
Three young wide receivers, Reagor, Ayuk, and Ridley.
Yeah.
Very good core.
Here's what I'd do if I was this team, honestly. I think the question depends on Zach Wilson, who's maybe like the second, third quarterback prospect. I think it depends on where people value him, because I see three really good running backs, and then there's three, obviously, quarterbacks. So maybe with this 113, you could try to trade up with the 106 and maybe land like a 103 or 102 here, who's owned by one of our other owners we're going to do soon, and maybe try to get a stud running back and Trevor Lawrence. And then I think this team could actually really do well with Noah Fant maybe taking a step, Cole Kmet taking a step. He got hot at the end of the season. That's an option too. You could also sell the 201. Maybe only takes the 201 and the 106 to move up to get maybe Travis Etienne at 104. And then you can take a wide receiver here or here. So I think this team should try to move up to make sure they can grab the running back that's best for their roster. Do you guys agree with that? Or
no, I don't.
Really?
Okay. They have holes. I would not trade more, and you know, I would rather, if at all, I would rather trade one pick into two or three and do that wins for this roster. And there is no slam dunk RB in this class that, you know, I have to have. So 106, Javonte Williams might be there for sure, I think, or someone else. I mean, let's see what happens in NFL draft. And I think they can get Trevor Lawrence, obviously. And then for a running back and wide receiver, they have three picks, like 106, 113, and 201. I think those three picks, they can have one running back and two wide receivers. Or maybe one running back, one QB, and one wide receiver if QB falls. So, yeah, they have options.
And like you said, it's a young team. With the picks, you don't want to try to trade those up. You want to use those picks. You need talent everywhere. You need an injection of talent. It's like in the NFL, you look at all these teams in the draft. They don't trade up for needs. They don't trade up for that. They trade up for talent. They'll trade up for talent, you always hear talent over need. And you could have a guy ranked like two rounds later at a position of need, or you could have a guy ranked that was supposed to go at the end of the first round and you're sitting there in the middle of the second as an NFL team. And you're going to take that guy that was supposed to go in the first round because the talent is much better than the need. So go keep those picks, go with the talent. Don't worry about what you need. Just fill up your roster and you can trade players later and acquire what you need if you have to.
Yeah, I sort of agree. I think running back really isn't the best looking forward into the future. We kind of got spoiled with last draft. So I guess if you could trade the pick for a running back too, that's another option. But I definitely think you need another running back. Like I get the point of like BPA, and I agree with that for the real NFL. But you also do that because I think there's more risk with it. Like there's kind of less stakes with fantasy football. You know, we're not going to get fired or anything too. And there are some really good running backs in this class too. You know, there's some guys who could end up being pretty good. So just think about it. You know, there's options. If you listen to the pod, maybe you can hear what we have to say more about those type of players. So
yeah.
Next up, we have
Shahid.
Yay. And who's the co-owner on this team?
Tipsy Tiger.
Tipsy Tiger. I like it. And as we can see over here at the draft, they don't own their first. And we'll get into a little bit about that in a second.
Neither the second. They don't have their first or second.
Yeah.
Only third and fourth.
In either of these next two drafts.
Yeah, so they have a third, a fourth, and then they have all their picks in 2023. Mainly probably because Snotten wouldn't let anyone trade them. But speaking of, I believe this means they can maybe start shipping off those picks soon.
After the rookie draft, yes.
After the rookie draft, so they can't do it during the rookie draft. Hear that if you're listening? Good to know. So anyways, this team for actual players has some really good names. Zach Moss, obviously, if you're a fan of certain Pittsburgh Steelers fan on Twitter. Better than Joe Mixon, better than Alvin Kamara, better than Barry Sanders. So you've won. Obviously, jokes aside, you do have Deshaun Watson, Nick Chubb, Michael Thomas. That's a really good trio right there.
Christian McCaffrey. They also have Christian McCaffrey.
Mm-hmm.
I was saving the fire.
That's what killed their team this year. If McCaffrey would have been healthy through the season, Thomas would have been healthy through the season, and Chubb would have been healthy through the season. This was a top three team.
Well, sort of.
You have that insane core. I mean, you have that core set. It does suck for them. I will say it does suck that they don't have their picks. But your core is there. You also have guys like Pittman. You have Colin Johnson. You have Jarvis Landry, who was having a really good year.
Mm-hmm.
He has the talent. And like you said, Deshaun Watson, you have your core of players. It was the injury bug that bit them this year.
But they're very concentrated players. They're very concentrated players. So if one or two injuries, they cannot overcome that.
Yeah. That is the issue. To correct kind of what you were saying, though, I believe he acquired Christian McCaffrey midseason for a trade from draft director. Okay. So I don't know what his record was before that. So I'm pretty sure he traded for CMC while he was injured. So, I mean, the wide receivers after Michael Thomas and obviously Jarvis Landry, too, are kind of sus. Quarterbacks, I think Sam Darnold and Jameis Winston. Those guys are actually really big for this team because the depth isn't the best. So you really probably want to put a quarterback in that super flex spot. Does Sam Darnold just get permabenched? Does he get traded? Does he get traded and started? You know, same with Jameis. Does he land a gig somewhere?
Yeah.
You know, maybe Drew Brees retires and they love Taysom Hill too much. So obviously not. You have Salvon Ahmed who showed up some promise for Miami, but Brian Edwards, fantasy Twitter love. So.
Yeah, and they have third and fourth, so who knows? Last year Jordan Love and Hurts were going in third round of Superflex, so they might take a stab. If I were them, I would take a stab at a QB. Fingers crossed.
Even take a stab at QB twice. Like if there's a QB in the third, tight end. Use both of them.
Or tight end also.
Yeah. I wouldn't hate going wide receiver either. Just kind of with their team. They could also use a wide up too. And obviously, I think before being like, I need to take a QB in the third, see what happens with Sam Darnold, because maybe they don't like Justin Fields and maybe they trade down and get him some weapons and Gase is gone. So a lot of people are really high on Sam Darnold. For how bad he's been, honestly, in the NFL, there's a lot of people who really think Sam Darnold could be a franchise guy. So you can use that to your advantage in selling him after he gets
moved. Yeah, there are rumors that, Shanahan might be interested in Darnold, and there are rumors that some other teams might be interested in him.
I think he'll have a mark.
This is a team that has like going back though. This is one of those teams that has two top 10 dynasty running backs and a top 5 dynasty wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean, so it is top heavy. And a top three QB. It is top heavy, but I mean that amount of top heaviness that they have with those names.
Yeah.
If they can stay healthy for the season, that will push them over. I mean, just those names alone. They don't need anybody. They could bench the rest of their roster, play four guys each week, and they could probably still win at least 5 games. I mean, that's how top heavy this roster is.
Very top heavy. I mean, I would sort of disagree with our team wasn't as top heavy, especially like looking in like before the season. Obviously, I remember we traded down a crap ton, and that's something I really wanted to try in our league, and we won it. So I think it is a strategy for my top heavy leagues. It did work out for me. I actually had a league with Chubb and CMC, but I had a whole bunch of nice depth pieces like Mike Davis, JD McKissick. Nelson Agholor, guys who aren't sexy, right, but they are actually putting up points for that time of stretch. So I think the team is going to kind of be dependent on if an injury occurs, do they have those guys on the roster? And obviously these names like Colin Johnson, like I don't I wouldn't be betting my money. So maybe try to trade down on Nick Chubb. Maybe there's a lot of really good Nick Chubb truthers out there. Maybe you could get like a Gibson and something.
I agree.
I'd see what you could get for CMC. I don't think it'd hurt. I'm not saying trade CMC, but, he is, like, probably the 101 in most leagues.
Chubb, I definitely would trade down. As Dylan said, if you can get Gibson plus, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to move on here to our third team, I think it's safe to say. N'Keal Harry's only fan. Very true.
Good.
I think to highlight this team, you should talk about the picks first. So he has 1, 2, 3, 4 firsts. I believe 4 firsts.
Yeah, 4 firsts. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds, 2/3, 3/4. The thirds and fourths, since it's a 14-team league, I don't put too much stock into those. Because
it's a deep class, though.
It's a deep class, and there could be some hits, but...
And then moving on to 2022, he has a first, 3 seconds, 3 or 4/3, and 2/4 in that season.
Yeah,
and this is the most stacked amount of picks I've seen in a while.
Yeah, I mean, in this year's draft, he has like 102, 103, and 105. That's just crazy. Yeah.
He has the 102, 103, 105, and 111. Yeah. Then he has the 203, 204, 209, 212, 213. And then the thirds and fourths, I won't get into that because those don't matter quite as much.
He can rebuild very, very well. I mean, he has a couple of good pieces like Swift and Jalen Hurts and DJ Chark. Those are 3 good pieces.
Absolutely.
And rest and DJ Moore. Yeah, he also has DJ Moore. So 4 good pieces and rest all are like meh. But he has a lot of draft capital in such a good class where he needs QBs, he needs wide receivers, and probably one running back, and he'll be set.
I wouldn't be surprised if this team was contending one of the top teams next season, just based off of how much talent he should be injecting this offseason alone.
Usually, a team with so many picks in one class, it takes them a couple of years to contend. So maybe not this year, but next year, for sure.
I will agree with that statement. However, in this class, this is an insanely stacked class. I mean, if it was the 2019 class, the 2020 class, I would agree with you. I would give them a couple of years, and they'd easily be contending. With this class, with how top-heavy while also having a lot of talent in the middle it is, like it is a stacked class. I feel like there's so many names that can contribute right away. And to the point where he can actually potentially be contending.
Yeah, like rookies do contribute, but even for rookies, it's so much like it's not, the consistency is not there. The production is very limited. Like, 60 yards per game, that gives you like 1,000 yards, right? But 60 yards is not enough.
Yeah.
For contending so soon. I think he'll be middle of the pack, but it will take another year for him to be really a good team.
Yeah, and for the middle of the pack thing, too, I believe there's only 6 teams that make the playoffs, and there's 14 total, so 8 teams don't make it. So you actually have to be an above-average team. And I believe with our team records, too, we had like 4 or 5 teams with like above 10 wins. There's some really good teams in this league, too. So if you're looking on YouTube right now, I've highlighted all his picks by just clicking on his name so you can have more of a visual here. And we never write off the team, so I'm going to go over the noticeable names. Jalen Hurts, Bridgewater, DeAndre Swift, Fournette, Devontae Parker, DJ Chark, Foster Monroe, DJ Moore, obviously, Antonio Brown, Patriots legend, Joe Flacco. He's elite.
Joe Flacco? Did you really say Joe Flacco? Thank you. As a Ravens fan, I feel good.
Rashad Penny always gets some buzz. Andrew Luck, most added player and sleeper this week.
It's weird.
I think the biggest thing this draft will do for him with all those picks, the biggest thing it'll do is help him add a ton more depth. When you look at his starting roster, he has some good names, but you look at the bench and there's maybe 2, maybe 3 guys there that have fantasy value. This draft is going to fix that a ton. It's going to really help. And he'll be really deep. If he isn't going to be contending this year, he will be one of the deeper teams regardless.
Yeah,
he'll get 2 QBs, one very good RB, running back, and then a bunch of wide receivers. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be, I mean, his starting lineup and depth will be set completely.
Right.
Yeah.
For the future, even. Like
even for the future,
and that's not even mentioning next year he has first and 3 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he has so many seconds, honestly, my draft remedy, without necessarily talking about like what trades he could make, just to be quick here, would be probably take Justin Fields, your best overall running back at 103. At 105, maybe take the third best running back, or you can creep into wideouts. The only reason why I'd argue maybe the running back would be more important here, especially if it's your second overall guy, is because you have this pick and all these picks, right? You have so many picks you can grab wideouts with, and that's where the depth is. There's not much running back depth. And you could also trade these picks too if you like other names that have similar value. Maybe sneak in a quarterback, a tight end. Obviously, tight end's actually a pretty big need. Could this 105 be Kyle Pitts? You'll have to, you know, obviously listen to the podcast that we, you know.
If I were him, I would not draft Kyle Pitts at 105. I would rather draft three tight ends in the second round, and one of them will hit.
The thing is, this class is really stacked at receiver, like you said, so you probably, most owners wouldn't be looking at that early. But if you get, like, Jamar Chase sitting there at the 105 staring you down, and you get to pick between Jamar Chase and Javonte Williams.
Yeah,
you better take Chase. I mean, come on.
It depends where Williams goes, man.
Even consider Kyle Pitts. Even consider Kyle Pitts there. Like, it's a tight end premium league. I would take either of those two over Javonte Williams. I mean, sure, Javonte Williams is a talented back, but I mean, he's going to go in the mid late second round. He's not going to be that guy that's going to come into a team and be their starter right away and get tons of volume. I'd much rather take the safer guy in Jamar Chase there.
Yeah, I definitely agree. If you just want BPA, that's probably your guy. But I don't want to front on it too much because we don't know. Yeah, we've already talked so much about the draft. So for the fourth team in the fourth draft position is a good friend of mine, Chicho. Really decent team here too. I'm actually going to go over the roster first, because when we get into picks, all we do is just talk about Trevor Lawrence and Najee Harris. All right. So for his team, he has Mahomes, Damian Harris, my guy, J.K. Dobbins, T. Higgins, Jerry Jeudy, Mike Williams, CeeDee Lamb. I love it. Chase Claypool, Trenton loves it. Miles Boykin, Sanaten loves it.
No.
Jonnu Smith, maybe he's a free agent, so he's always been kind of decent, but no volume. Will Disley, Sanaten loves it. OJ Howard.
Yep.
Joe Burrow's probably the big name, though, who he had on IR. And then he has two firsts.
Are the 104 and our pick at 114.
Yeah, so obviously then he has two seconds, two thirds, and a fourth. And then looking into the future, he has three 2022 firsts, three 2022 seconds, a third, and a fourth. Wow. So I'm just going to say with the draft picks to start it off, both you and Fed Exodus, who was the previous team. I don't know if there's a co-owner for this team too. I'll let Trenton let us know about that in a second. But I just go BPA. Like, see, like with the team, like... Feds.
This team is insane, man. I love this team. Yeah, I love this team.
Like, with a team of Feds, like, he doesn't own as many picks, like, in 2022, so that's why I was kind of like, oh, you should start competing. You know what I mean? Like, you can start competing. You might as well start competing if you like the guy and they're close, right? For this team, you kind of want to wait till 2022 to, you know, it wouldn't hurt to kind of be kind of meh for another year. So just take the best players available.
I think their team is so good. I think they can compete immediately. Like, they have two very good quarterbacks. They just need the running backs. That's it. That's their only spot that they need.
Yes. And if you aren't taking a running back at 104, that's probably like ETN or Harris. You have to.
Exactly. Just take a running back at 104 and probably at 112 another quarterback or running back, and, you know, later wide receiver and tight end depth. I think he's set. And 2022, he will have another so many picks. It's just crazy how he has built his team. I love it.
I feel like he went after he took Mahomes in the first round, and then after that just set his queue to rookies. I mean, he has so many rookies on this team. Well, all these rookies that you're looking at, they're all pretty good. You got Dobbins, you got T. Higgins, you've got CeeDee Lamb, you got Claypool, you've got some of the really good rookies.
Amazing.
So, I mean, that talent is really there. You got some other names too, obviously, that'll help. But the talent is there to really push you forward. I believe you do need to look into getting another QB. That's one of the biggest things I would say to you. Try to get another quarterback. Make sure Joe Burrow will come back. But, I mean, in a super flex league, you always want to have three decent to good QBs.
So and you can get a like a declining Philip Rivers or Big Ben for a third rounder or anything during the draft. I think they can do that. But I think his main needs are running back and tight end. If he can get those running backs and tight end, I think he's set.
Yeah.
He's completely set.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I do think that you should be looking to add a third quarterback because that's the biggest thing at Superflex. That's what bit your team this year. You had a talented roster. You had a lot of young guys that really performed well and overall did really well. The issue was once Burrow went down, the season was pretty much over.
Yeah.
So, I mean going on, you have the picks and everything to work it out. You have what you need for the future. You have all the youth in the world. But I believe, like you said, you need to get your issues are you need to get a tight end, work on finding another running back, and get that third quarterback. Because your wide receiver room, I'm happy with that. You have Jerry Jeudy, T. Higgins, Mike Williams, C.D. Lamb. That's a
Chase Claypool.
You could see, and Chase Claypool. That's a receiving room you could see on a lot of championship winning squads this year. Like just those names, because I mean those guys performed. I mean, sure, it depends on the running backs and stuff and the quarterbacks, but those are guys that would be starting for championship teams. Yeah. And so I'm happy with that receiving room. You don't have to worry about that. Get that tight end, get that running back, get that third quarterback.
Yeah. Kind of my thoughts on this team as a Patriots fan nugget. First of all, you have Damian Harris, who I actually really like. I think he could be a really good RB3 for you this season. He's looked actually really good for the Patriots. So, and obviously Sony hasn't looked good. So I think that rushing load's his. But you also have, you guys are talking about how they need a quarterback three. According to Patriots Twitter, Jarrett Stidham should be the starter going into next season. So, for the love of fucking God, if Bill Belichick, if you listen to Patriots Twitter, I'm going to freaking cry. But, and fun fact, those two actually used to play football together when they're 5 years old. So these are nugget. But I really like the team. I think if you were to target a running back, maybe one with a little more catch, PPR upside could be nice. Cause both these guys probably aren't catching many passes.
Mm-hmm.
So, definitely, but I think we can
come
move
draft
on here.
Time, you can you come draft time. We can surely trade away that 104 for a veteran running back easily who can help you immediately. I'm pretty sure.
Definitely. Absolutely. We should probably move on here to the next team though, which is Bad Blunt, who has two picks, I believe, both third rounders. Does Bad Blunt have a co-owner?
No, he
does not. Okay. He does not. So I already see some names here that are pretty interesting. Mitch Trubisky, obviously interesting. We'll see what happens with him. I'm not saying he's good, but he's an interesting kind of guy with the value. So definitely. Alvin Kamara, superstar, right? The Juju, free agency, James Conner. The theme I'm seeing with this team is kind of interesting because you have a few guys who are free agents who could see a value increase. So even though you don't have much picks this year, you can definitely make some improvements just internally, right? Mm-hmm. Laviska Shenault's another name. Nelson Agholor, obviously performed well. Darren Waller, really, really good tight end, especially if you were trying to win now. Austin Hooper, kind of disappointing this season. I see you don't have a second quarter. You don't have a quarterback.
He does. And Dak Prescott.
Oh, Dak is injured. I'm scrolling down. So, noticeable names. Galladay. That's a really big one. Galladay didn't play at all. Also, another free agent. So, any other names? Devin Duvernay is always a sleeper. Randall Cobb. Zach Ertz. Coleman. Cortland Sutton. So, there's some injuries. And obviously you have all your picks going forward, except in this draft where you only have 2/3. So I think the improvement for this team is just going to kind of come from obviously just hopefully free agent spots land right for you and then injuries coming back. And I think this team is kind of stuck because I just think there's a lot of stacked teams in this league too. So I think maybe there should be some moves you're making to try and correct it. And we'll see what happens with James Conner, because if James Conner's gone, you kind of need a second quarterback and you really need like a second running back. I believe those are, unless I don't know what hell happens with Tevin Coleman, but he's been kind of inconsistent. So maybe you consider shipping off a Juju with the hype for another guy. So that's kind of all I have to say about his team though.
I do like Darren Waller in this tight end premium league, though. Like, that's
too.
Like, I like that even more so than I do Kamara, I will say. Just, I mean, Kamara is a really nice piece, but having like Waller and a tight end premium, that is next level. Like, you had Travis Kelce was the number one tight end this year, I believe. He led by.
You tweeted about it. You should know this.
It was like 40 or 50 points, or something like that. And then he was 40, 50 ahead of Waller, who was then like 70 or 80 away from the next best tight end. I mean, Kittle will come back, so it'll be he'll also have a role, but Waller is a top three dynasty tight end, and that's one of the best things you can have in a tight end premium.
Yeah. He has Ertz also and Dak Prescott. I think I like his team except for the QB situation and a little bit of running back situation. I think he could sell some of his wide receivers and probably a tight end for a QB and running back if he can find those. It's tough to get a QB and running back in a Superflex, a 14-team league. But that's how it is. If you can find it, that would be great.
Yeah.
You have the pieces. You just need to. I mean, you have the pieces that would be good. You just need. If it were me, I would look to shift those pieces around, make some moves, add different pieces, more pieces, and just stuff here and there to fill out the roster more.
Well said. I think this team could see some improvements, but I think you need to make moves in order to be a really serious contender. Just with how stacked the league and how hard it is to make it into the playoffs. I said this earlier, only 6 teams out of the 14 make it into the playoffs. That's a really exclusive honor to have. So, definitely. Moving on to the next team, though, is Link Marine. And I know Link Marine has a co-owner, and I'm pretty sure it's Sand Puppies.
It is.
I remember Sand Puppies in your tree. I mean... You're a guy. looking at picks here, you have 2 firsts. I believe that's the 107 and the 109, and then you have your second, your third, and your fourth. So that's 206, 306, 406, respectively. I know this team has JT. That's probably the sexiest name, other than maybe Justin Herbert and David Montgomery, who I think might be one of my sell highs this season with Tariq Cohen coming back. Wideout, it's looking rough in the starting lineup. With Mecole Hardman, Darius Slayton. We had debated about that on the podcast last year, but in Quintez Cephas, Mike Gesicki, Logan Thomas are two really interesting younger tight ends. Logan Thomas is actually like 30, so take that for what you want. Cam Newton, I have his jersey back in my room. Drew Locke, Dwayne Haskins, who's jobless, right? Isn't Dwayne Haskins jobless?
Yep. Teamless and mindless. And
family,
whatever you want to say.
Yeah, this team actually has Everything Chris Godwin is. Though. So that Godwin. Thank God, right?
Sneaky down there. I had to scroll a little bit.
Paris Campbell.
Yeah,
I like him.
Campbell. We'll have to see about the injury coming back. Preston Williams has always been a name, like, but he's always injured.
Like Justin Herbert, Jonathan
Drew Locke,
Montgomery, 99.
Drew Locke too.
I feel like I have this exact team. I feel like in one of my other leagues, I have almost this exact team.
Wait, are you Sand Puppies? Do you have like another account that's Sand Puppies? Is that why you're sending me those ass trades? I love you, Sand Puppies.
No,
he's his girlfriend's puppy.
Yeah.
she hates fantasy football. I tried to get her to do it 1 year, and she had her dad draft for her.
Anyways, for this team, definitely, I mean... Honestly, the picks meet the needs of the team, right? I mean, if Kyle Pitts is at one of those picks, I feel like it's going to be really hard to pass up. Even though, obviously, Gesicki's great, I feel like a lot of that's because there's not much, you know, weapons there to compete with. And Logan Thomas is literally like the same case, right? So if Kyle Pitts is here, you take him. Because I think Kyle Pitts could be a superstar. Kind of like how we talked about Hawk and Fant on this podcast. Especially Hawk. This podcast loved Hawkinson. We even made a video about him calling the Hawk this monster. Well, I did. But that's why many of you know me. Regardless of the point, though. Obviously, and then wideouts are really stacked, too. And you have 2 first. And you're going to be in a prime position to take one of the 7-8 guys Trenton has a first-round grade on. Like maybe like a Chris Olave. I don't want the Smith, maybe, if they fall.
Yeah.
You know?
the two positions that he needs the most, and this draft has is strong in that, like QB and wide receivers.
Yeah, so
he'll be fine.
And to add on something I said earlier, I'd actually look in flipping David Montgomery. It's weird because he doesn't have like a high value, but I also feel like he actually really overperformed, especially with Tariq Cohen, who's also on your roster coming back. You might not be able to sell him, but I don't know. I'd think about it. And if there's a running back here for whatever reason, you know, maybe you go, oh, I'd rather have that running back and sell David Montgomery for a wideout who can compete now. So I don't know.
Yep.
You just remember to stay really open.
He has Monty and Tariq Cohen. And he also has Jonathan Taylor as his other star running back. And he has Naheem Hines, too. So, I mean, he has both of his starting running backs, and he also has the receiving complement.
Yeah. Just be open with this team. I don't want to spend too much time on it because I feel like it's just such a tweener team that this team could look really different. And that's a good thing because obviously you didn't make the playoffs, and that's the ultimate goal. So, the quarterback is slightly a need too. You do have some needs, and luckily you have draft picks to fill out those needs. So I believe the team who finished in seventh is a good friend of the podcast who's been on. I remember we were joking that the league was over because he had already won it because he had Lamar Jackson, Christian McCaffrey, and DeAndre Hopkins. Well, look at that.
Missed the playoffs.
And get flocked. We won. I love you. I say that very jokingly. obviously for their team, though, I mean, did James Robinson? Or was that somebody else and they traded him? Can someone look that up? Now I'm kind of curious.
Yeah, that was part of the trade. I think I saw it earlier.
Yeah.
For the McCaffrey, part of the McCaffrey trade.
I'll get back to you on that, but I want to read the roster and go over the pick situation. So Ryan Tannehill's quarterback, James Robinson, Mostert, unfortunately injured. Corey Davis, who is super sneaky this year, really solid. DeAndre Hopkins, obviously a stud. Todd Gurley, Murray, Metcalf. Is another really noticeable name too. I remember we got sniped a pick before on Metcalf, which instead we drafted Jalen Reagor, who could have very different players now. Lamar is another really noticeable name. Will Greer, obviously, just the GOAT. Jordan Howard, poor guy.
That's it.
Gus Edwards. I think Gus Edwards has some value going in. Trenton loves him personally. Jalen Hurd, another guy. Trenton loves, and then obviously there's 2 seconds being owned, a third and a fourth, and those picks are located
the 202, the 207, 307, and the 407.
Yeah, so the 202 could be a really good player here. Do you have that James Robinson trade up? I kind of want to hear it now and look back on it.
So he gave up CMC. He got Todd Gurley, James Robinson, a 2021 second, which is a 2.02.
And I believe the picks were changed around a little bit because we reverted the 2023 pick that was initially traded. So the picks might not be correct.
Okay. So, I mean, kind of you have an idea that, you know, it's Gurley, Robinson, 2021 second, 2021 third, which are 2.02 and 3.02. And then I think there was this 2022 first.
Okay, I got it. Yeah. Honestly, I remember going into this because I was kind of like, oh, this team's depth's kind of bad. Obviously, the team had CMC, Lamar, DK, who wasn't the superstar he is now. I think it had Tannehill, too. I believe he drafted Tannehill all by himself, and Tannehill obviously outperformed value. But he actually did kind of good with Corey Davis. I don't know if he drafted him. Corey Davis ended up. So he actually did a good job of filling out the depth. But at least in that regard,
I think he has good QBs and wide receivers. He just needs the running backs and tight ends.
I think for this team to go over the hump, you need Gus Edwards to land in a good spot like Buffalo. That could really help your team here, as Raheem Mostert is kind of a suspect RB2 just with his health. And then, unless you consider Todd Gurley the RB2, which is fine. So just with those second round picks, I think hitting on one of them could be really good, and I think Gus Edwards and a few health dominoes going your way, you could be in the playoffs. That's kind of it I have to say about the team.
I think the reason that the team missed the playoffs in general was overall Lamar Jackson underperforming. If Lamar Jackson had performed even like halfway closer to how he performed last year, this was an easy playoff team.
Yeah.
But underperforming level, that's what kind of kicked the team out of the playoffs in the end.
Yeah, Lamar's really interesting too, because I feel like his value is kind of low, and he actually blew up in the second, like I believe during the fantasy playoffs. I know because I had him and Aaron Rodgers in a league, and that was just hell deciding who to start. Because both
I think
are,
Lamar is a great buy right now.
Yeah, Lamar. I do think because if they add a wideout, I could see him increasing value like Josh Allen did. I'm not saying like he's going to be better than Josh. No, I'm saying he can increase in value. So, yeah.
It's funny how we were saying the exact opposite thing last year. Like, I don't think Josh Allen could be anything like Lamar Jackson, but, you know.
Yeah.
No, I don't think Lamar Jackson could be anything like Josh Allen, but, you know.
Anyways, I definitely think Allen always had more potential passing than Lamar, and probably still does. Luckily, Lamar's been really healthy throughout his career so far, which is always is a concern when talking about how much he's worth. So, that's good. Anyways, tight end, Jared Cook, I think that depends on what's up with Drew Brees, and you don't really have much after him. So, I think, isn't Jared Cook like a free agent too? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, maybe you should target a tight end, especially because it's tight end premium. I hear we have some good tight ends if you want to talk. But, yeah, let's move on here. So my computer's lagging a little bit. Sorry about this. The next team, I believe, is number 8, and it's Piffy Parker.
They missed the playoffs by one.
Yeah, how many wins did this team have?
I believe, I don't know if I can look that up from here.
There should be an archive on the phone app if you want to think about it. Why I read off the team here. So I think talking about picks first here would be important. He just has all his picks. I don't think he made a trade this season, and if he did, it wasn't involving picks. So Philip Rivers at quarterback, Kenyon Drake, Austin Eckler is a running back duo. Trenton loves that. T.Y. Hilton, wow, Trenton really loves his team because that's Jack Doyle too. Justin Jefferson, Deontay Johnson, Mike Evans, really good wideouts. Chris Carson, free agent, we'll see what happens with him, but if he in Seattle again and they don't add anybody, he'll be good based on volume. Kyler Murray's obviously probably the star of this team though, safe to say.
They were 8-5, 8-5, just one win from playoffs.
That's awful. You do have some interesting names too here on your bench, like James White. We'll see if he can kind of give you value. I think that depends on what quarterback goes to New England, excuse me, because they used to love targeting James White. I think probably more sexy names would be guys like Hunter Henry, obviously, and then AJ Green. He's a free agent too, although he really fell off. And then you have all your picks, right? That's the team. So I think you were really close, and if the marbles fall the right way, this team could make the playoffs. The wide receiver core is awesome. Justin Jefferson is going to be a freaking stud. Eckler, Carson, and Drake really aren't like sexy names to most of us, but I feel like they're people who, if they retain their current situations, are going to get you good points. You know what I mean? Like, they'll never have that sexy value, except maybe Eckler, but they're going to get you points. Absolutely. Obviously, the quarterback, you probably want a better QB2 other than Rivers. Maybe that's where you go with pick 108. I feel like that 108 to like 110 range, there's always normally like a stud each year, right, when we draft, right? I believe last season it was probably Justin Jefferson. And then Kareem Hunt, looking back, is another one I remember being in that range, and he exceeded value. So you're in a good spot to get maybe that guy ends up really blowing up.
Absolutely. This team is going to be a team that's going to be carried by the receiving room and Kyler Murray. You have the running backs that will put up points for you. They're not going to put up big points, but they will consistently give you the points you need to win. But it's where it's Justin Jefferson, it's Mike Evans, Deontay Johnson. It's those three guys that are going to be the ones that win you games with Kyler Murray. But overall, like you said, I'd look for another quarterback. Definitely want to look for one, especially considering that Rivers might be retiring at the end of the year. But you want to look for another quarterback, and tight end's another position you want to look into.
Sure.
Well, Hunter Henry, I guess, is there. Didn't even see him down there. You should be fine then with that. But still, on a tight end premium, you might even consider.
Anyway. It's a deep tight end class. I don't think it hurts to have another. And Hunter Henry doesn't have that, you know, appeal of a top five tight end week. Like he doesn't blow up in any given week. He'll not win you a week.
It's just kind of meh from him each week, you know? Yeah. Like he's not gonna like underperform that much, but he won't overperform. Yeah. So anyways, I think the questions you need to ask yourself is, I should probably take the BPA. Who's the BPA? 108. And then guys like Drake and Chris Carson, who are both free agents, I believe. Do I sell one of them before their situation maybe changes? I think those are questions. I feel like you guys can agree with me here. If you do,
yeah, I think
those are the questions you need to answer.
I agree with you. This team is the perfect BPA kind of team. Like they have all the positions covered, and you know, average. Mm-hmm. I mean, one position is very strong, wide receiver. Others, they can go anywhere. They find the best value. This is the best PPA team.
If you do make the playoffs, though, I feel like Jeff Wilson always goes off at the end of every year because all the Niners running backs get injured, too. So I know you're Niners fan, so I want to give your guys some love there. Moving on here to draft position 9. Where are you? Am I blind? Oh, friend of one of my greatest fantasy friends, Nick. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for listening so far. As for draft picks for Nick... I mean, he's rocking with the draft picks this year. 2021 fourth round pick. That's it.
That's it.
409.
And then 2022, he doesn't have his first or third. He has a second and fourth. And then 2023 picks. Everybody has all their own 2023 picks. There's no trading those in this league as of now. That will come after the rookie draft. So as for the team, though, I remember this team was one of the favorites going in, right? And I believe this is the first team in the playoffs, correct?
Yes.
This is the team that finished last in the playoffs. Oh, Nick. Oh, I think the story of the season is once Saquon went down in week two, and then there were injuries like OBJ falling up that the team just slowly fell apart. It's a decent roster though. I mean, you have Jared Goff. I just scrolled by. I believe Tua, Matt Stafford's another guy who could be interesting. Nick Foles, not really.
Alex Smith.
Alex Smith. Josh Rosen.
Quite a few starters, starters. Nothing sexy names, but, you know, complimentary starters everywhere.
I like the wideouts, though. These guys aren't sexy except Keenan Allen. Allen's my most owned fantasy player, so I love that guy. And obviously, he outperformed. He was such a steal. Good pick. McLaurin, another guy who's probably a top 12. Robert Woods, always going to be underrated. Irv Smith. I remember
Tyler Boyd.
Yeah, Tyler Boyd and Christian Kirk are interesting too.
Deebo Samuel.
Yeah. Really,
you got a
decent
really
team.
Good room at wide receiver.
Yeah, running backs.
It's a decent team. It, I will say that it kind of overperformed this season.
Well, no, it didn't. It underperformed.
This was a team that it overperformed with Nick really carried this team through moves and additions in and out of the season, moving stuff around. He's the one that carried them to the playoffs, because once Saquon went down and OBJ was out, this team was like left for dead pretty much. And he single-handedly brought this team to the playoffs. So I believe with as talented of a owner as Nick was to bring this team to the playoffs, once he gets Saquon back and OBJ back, this team should be really nice. The biggest issue with the team
still needs running backs.
The
pick situation, and with not having any picks, you're really going to be tough to find a running back. You might trade one of those receivers. You have some really talented receivers, but the issue is at running back for sure.
Yeah,
everything else is solid. You get Saquon back. That's great. But other than that, you need another running back, maybe even a third running back. I mean, depends on how you feel about Gaskin, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. I need one of you to pull up. There's a trade for Irv Smith because we originally owned him, and I wanted to look back at it a year later because it's with us, and I think it's a really interesting trade.
Yeah.
We traded
Nick Foles and Irv Smith. We got Will Disley, Alan Lazard, and Jordan Love.
Yeah, I mean, Irv Smith was probably the best player out of all of those, right? So
yeah,
I think that's interesting. I still think tight end's sort of a weakness. Irv Smith hasn't really blown up like I think people want him to. I wonder if you think about shipping off Keenan Allen or Terry McLaurin, because I feel like those are two teams who are interesting, because I feel like they could add more weapons there, which would obviously probably hurt their massive target shares. McLaurin, I think it's kind of obvious. The football team has a lot of cap space. They really wanted Amari Cooper last offseason. Didn't get him. Some really nice guys like Allen Robinson, Juju. We'll have to see with tags. Kenny Galladay's another one. And then Keenan Allen, too. We talk about how stacked the wide receiver class is. My hot take is I wonder if Jamar Chase or Devonta Smith end up in, you know, L.A. with Justin Herbert if they decide to let Mike Williams walk and save some cap. So I don't know. I'm more worried about McLaurin than Allen, but I also think selling Allen has more value.
I think Allen has more value, and he's also going to be 29 by the time the season starts. So, I mean, he's getting to that point where, I mean, sure, you have guys like Julio who performed past that. You have some other names here and there, but that's usually kind of where names where receivers start to kind of slow down a little bit. I mean, you have the outliers, but I feel like Keenan Allen's right on that edge, and he might be an outlier as well, or he might start to drop off a little bit. So, I mean, that's a guy you want to look for. You might want to move him with his value as high as it is and see what you can get.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's going to take some good moves to push this team over the hump, but I wouldn't trust many other owners more. And definitely. So I think moving on to Team Canada here, Big Johnson and who else?
That would be Blue Cloud.
They have all their picks in 2021, and I will look at 2022 before we start talking about the team. And I think they have all their picks, so they just have all their picks.
They do.
Yeah. No,
I doubt they made any trades.
Yeah, I don't know. They do have my guy J.D. McKissic though, and Trenton's guy, and Sonnen's guy Henry Ruggs. So those are some interesting names. Cole Beasley also destroyed me in a league one league, so good for that. Dallas Goedert's a really cool name at tight end. Yeah, no. There's a reason why I'm doing this. So Goddard's interesting because I feel like his value can blow up too. Derek Carr's another name. Daniel Jones. Joe Mixon's obviously injured. Gibson, as we go down here. Denzel Mims. Crowder. Right. Mo Alley Cox. And he also has some interesting names, though. I feel like the three kind of main players of the team is just kind of the running back depth, right? You have Kareem Hunt, Aaron Jones,
who
also on running back, and then you have Russell Wilson. So my advice is sell one of these running backs for a wide receiver. Because J.D. McKissic probably isn't, you know, going to be blowing up as much next season. Maybe he could, but I feel like J.D. McKissic probably helped you push you to where you are in the playoffs. Because Ruggs hasn't been a good for fantasy.
Your running back, man. He can easily get a top wide out for a running back. People, there are so many running back needy teams. We are running back needy. Come to us.
Yeah, definitely. So what running back would you sell then? We have Aaron Jones, Kareem Hunt, Joe Mixon, and Antonio Gibson. Which one?
Kareem Hunt.
So you'd sell the least value one.
Okay. Either Hunt or Mixon.
I'd say Hunt.
Mixon's value is very low. I would not sell
him. Mixon's value is low. Yes, I will agree. Mixon's value is low. However, his value has gotten lower and lower each season. I mean, are we really that confident it's going to go up?
Yeah. Because there will be some production. This year, his value was low because of injury, not because of production necessarily. So next year, if you are talking about luck, you could be very unlucky. You will get injured again next year. But no one, you know, counts injuries. He has not been like an injury-prone guy. So if you don't count injuries, I think his value should go up.
Yeah.
Next year.
Yeah, the good thing with this team, though, is that it's such a good wideout draft. And obviously, you have a pick right in that 1-10 range where normally there's a lot of I think that was like the Justin Jefferson ADP, the Kareem Hunt ADP. So you're in a spot where, like, just look at the ADP. Apparently, that's like the spot. I read an article about that. But obviously, my point is around this tier, you could maybe grab a player that pushes you up to the first place. So I think an interesting sell, though, would be Aaron Jones. I think it depends on how much you like A.J. Dillon.
Yeah.
Because I know they're strapped on cap, and A.J. Dillon A.J. Dillon actually looked pretty solid. He was my RB7, bit of a homer pick. I didn't love A.J. Dillon, but I think just because of cap.
Don't sell Aaron Jones' pick. I don't think Aaron Jones' production will go down necessarily, but I think his value is higher, so I would sell him.
Okay, I see what you mean.
That's the only reason. Sure. I think Aaron Jones, if he goes somewhere else, his touches will increase. So ultimately, his production might be the same.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Interesting. Like Miami, maybe, would be a great spot for him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, people say that, oh, if he goes away from Packers, it will be worse. No, it will not be. Packers don't give him the touches at all. Like, how many touches does he get? He's very efficient with Packers. Maybe he'll not be efficient, but then he'll get more touches. So ultimately, for fantasy, he'll be the same. And more catches, too.
Yeah, the Lamar Miller complex. So anyways, yeah, you need to decide what running back to trade. And then obviously just go BPA. I think that's it. And then quarterback is kind of sus. I think Daniel Jones will be back another season, fortunately, with the NFC East. That's a really fun division. Does every team have a shot to make the playoffs in that division other than the Eagles?
Yes.
Wow. That's crazy. Including the Eagles?
No Eagles.
No Eagles, yeah.
Only the other three.
It's hilarious. The Giants could end up with the third pick, depending on what happens. They could end up with either the third pick or be in the playoffs.
Yeah, they probably want to lose realistically, because I don't think they're getting that far. They'll probably run into the Seahawks or whatever. I don't know. The Seahawks, they gave them a run for their money. Daniel Jones can do it Danny Dimes. Anyways, that's all I have to say about this team. A side tangent about the NFC East. The next team. Oh, I love the profile picture. Is that Fitzmagic? Crump K2. This team used to be owned by Westrons. And I remember calling Ronald Jones not worth that much time. I was obviously sort of wrong about that, but was he there in the fantasy playoffs when you needed him? Didn't think so. So Ronald Jones is an interesting case, but looking at this team, it kind of has no future picks. It has the 214, the 311, and the 411 in this year. I haven't been able to see the other picks it has, but I'll look at those first. Yeah. What do we got?
2022. Again, he doesn't have first or second rounder, only third and fourth.
As for the team, I'll fire through it. Miles Sanders, Ronald Jones, Kirk Cousins at quarterback. Tom Brady, another guy. I hear he's the GOAT. Minshew. I wish I sold more Minshew quickly. I'm an idiot. But anyways, wide receiver looks kind of decent. Tyreek Hill, Robbie Anderson, Cooper Kupp. MVS, Will Fuller is a name that could blow up. Devin Singletary, can you trust them? You have Gronk at tight end. David Johnson's a name. Yeah, you did sell David Johnson. This was the team, right? That acquired David Johnson from us. I don't know what happened to that first, because they don't have it anymore. Oh, they sold it to Chicho. Yeah, go find out where that first went while I read the rest of the team off. Mark Ingram fell off a cliff.
Travis. That's first went to
Chicho.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, what did he get in return? Sorry, let me read up the rest of the team, though. Hayden Hurst, actually an interesting tight end name. Perriman, I don't know, maybe with Justin Fields, you'll really like him. Fulgham, I remember. Trenton loved him, and he disappeared. And I think that shocked all of us. But anyways, what was this trade? What do we got? We can't find it yet. No problem. I'll stall off my analysis. It's a good team. That's solid. I think the running backs are interesting, because I don't know if Ronald Jones can repeat. I think Will Fuller could be a guy who takes that next step, depending on where he goes and kind of, you know, at least with, like, respective to his value, right? Will Fuller's always been talented. And I feel like his value is going to be higher, because I believe he didn't get injured, he got suspended. So people are going to kind of forget how injury prone he is. So you know, David Johnson.
I can't find what happened.
You can't find it? It's okay. Yeah. Well, let's just talk about the team then. How do we make this team the winner next season? What do we have to do?
Oh, it's tough, man. Yeah. They don't have the picks.
I feel like they overperformed.
Yeah, they have quite a few holes. Like quarterback, Tom Brady, Kirk Cousins, a lot of suspect there. And wide receiver is fine. Running back is also suspect. Tight end is a suspect. So, I'm not a big fan.
The wide receiver room is really, really good.
Very good.
It's like
one
of the best in the league, easily. The issue lies, Miles Sanders fine. Ronald Jones overperformed. He might continue. I don't know. That's a big question. The issues are quarterback. You need to get another quarterback. and find that tight end. That's where your issues lie. The depth is also an issue. You need to find some more depth. Looking at the names on the bench, there isn't too much there, honestly.
Yeah,
there's a few good names here and there, but you just maybe trade some players, some big name players away, and acquire extra assets here and there. Other than that, this team is one of those teams that right now feels like every year it's going to just be a fringe playoff team.
Yeah, and I think that's like the worst spot in fantasy football. I saw something on Twitter where it's like the best team is like competing and rebuilding at the same time. I'm like, no, that's like the worst spot to be in. Unless obviously you're in first place and then you have like everybody's draft picks, but is that realistic? No, right? So I think
it is realistic for me.
I think especially because this isn't your team, you should really think about selling some of these players to teams with picks. Like I believe it was Chicho and Fed Exodus with most of the picks there, Nathan. So I don't know. I mean, it's not your team, so I think this team's gonna be really stuck for a while and it's gonna take some really savvy moves and a lot of buy low target to pan out to fix it. Get it over the hump. So
let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on. So the team that finished in third is Tyler Bell. This team had maybe league MVP Aaron Rodgers, Ezekiel Elliott, Darrell Henderson, Brandon Cooks, Adams. So the Adams at Rodgers stack, really nice. Sterling Shepard, Mark Andrews, Darnell Mooney, Eric Ebron, Roethlisberger, Taysom Hill. Anything else noticeable? Julio, that's a big one. That's maybe why you weren't in the finals. I felt that in a few leagues too. I have a lot of Julio as well. Edelman, maybe he'll be better next season when he's not injured. And then obviously all you have is 2023 picks. You have no picks in the future. So this team has to win a championship or you're screwed. And I actually don't know if it's enough.
Yeah, I mean, things have to fall into place. They do have top heavy, like some of the, you know, superstars in here. Except for like running back is a suspect. That's the only place I can see. And tight end too. But it can go to playoffs if all the stars align.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a good team.
Yeah.
I feel like they're definitely one of those. They're definitely right where they need to be in the rankings to end the season. They're a top three team in the league, like based off of talent and at all around. The issue is the future is in question with those picks. You need to be contending, like you said. And
they are contending.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. So you need to be contending for the next few years.
Yeah.
But the team is well set up to do so.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like you're in a good spot. Like, as Dylan was saying, you don't want to be one of those fringe playoff teams. You don't want to be contending and rebuilding unless you're number one and have all the picks. But this is one of those teams that is definitely contending, doesn't need to rebuild at the moment.
Yeah, I'm sort of afraid of this team slightly under and overperforming. It's kind of weird because obviously there are players that are affected by injury. But I don't think Aaron Rodgers next season, I think it'll be interesting to see what happens with him. Because if he does win the MVP, we've seen previous MVPs like Mahomes fall off the next season relative to how he performed the season before, obviously. And partially that was because of injury. And then Lamar obviously took a dip. Now, they were fine, but obviously I think Davante Adams was on pace for one of the most efficient wide receiver seasons of all time in points per game. So
crazy
how good he was. So obviously dropped a lot of 40 burgers. I think there's three of them. A lot of 30
in
burgers.
In all my leagues,
know?
The person with Davante Adams won the league, except for this.
Wow. I mean, that's the Sinat and Dylan Trenton difference right there. I need to look to see if that's mine. I don't actually think mine's like that. Anyways, I have Adams in one league. Great player to have.
All my leagues, the guy who had Adams also had Kamara.
Uh-oh.
So it was just a weird stack.
Oh, that would
everyone,
do it, huh?
Yeah.
That is a championship winner for sure.
Yeah, I had Mike Evans and Kamara in a league too. So Kamara, I mean, wow. What a guy. Anyways, Davante Adams, I'd actually float now. It's weird because you have the stack in your win now, but the efficiency he was on, is he like the dynasty wide receiver one right now. He could be for some people. So, you know, like Sanon's one of them. I think Trenton would lean elsewhere, would be my guess. Would be like a DK Metcalf would be yours. And I don't have mine on my top of my head. So I don't know. Maybe it's time to sell Adams, because I don't think he'll continue that efficiency. Hopefully they'll draft another wideout for him and Jordan Love, who will eventually take over.
If you win now, I would not sell Adams if Rodgers is there. Rodgers will feed him.
I think it depends on the offer, but it's hard to break up that stack. So, yeah.
But he needs running backs. I mean, I think he should look to get those running backs, like even who are hit or miss running backs, because if they hit, then he will be set. So I think only running backs and some, again, hit or miss tight ends too, like a Gesicki or someone else.
Yeah.
If he gets those, he'll be fine.
And I do think a guy like Will Fuller leaving could be good for Brandon Cooks, because Brandon Cooks has really low value, but he normally gets 1,000 yards if healthy. So he could be kind of that sleeper name. So I want to move on here to the second place team, Wu-Tang Forever, friend of mine on Twitter. He took over this team. He didn't draft it at all, but the only 2021 picks they have is 413 and then 301. So 301 could be something of note. And then obviously 2022, looking into it, they'd actually have their first and their fourth. So as for the players, Drew Brees, Dalvin Cook, Derrick Henry, that Cook Henry stack probably is the reason why you're here. Allen Robinson, really, really super solid. I forget where he finished on this season, but I felt like he had a really solid year again. Lockett and Cooper were probably a little inconsistent, but Cooper was pretty impressive, especially after what happened. Kelsey is probably the star of the team, though.
Tight end premium Kelsey is just monster.
Yeah, I'm surprised we beat Kelsey in a tight end premium league. Maybe one of the best tight end premium seasons of all time for a tight end. Tonyan, interesting. Bell, Gage, Allen. Yeah, I don't know for Kelsey if that was, or if Gronk had it, or maybe another guy.
No, Kelsey. Definitely Kelsey.
But
this was the
What's crazy?
Yeah. Gronk had a nutty season, but yeah.
Has been the PPR tight end one for the past 5 seasons.
Yeah. I don't know. He's always been a value in Dynasty.
He's
I want to live with him.
Number one, always. Every year, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. And every year, people
came close, but he was like, no, I'm number one.
And every year, people want to sell him. Like, oh, this is the year Kelsey will go down. No.
It's funny because I draft him in redraft. And I never, in my redraft, I won with him at Dynasty this season. Only my redraft leagues, whenever I have Kelsey on my team, I actually don't win, which is so funny considering how just elite he is. But looking at the bench here, any noticeable names? No, honestly. Tony Pollard is interesting.
Geno Smith. Jeremy McNichols is interesting because he is the backup right now to Henry.
Gabriel Davis. That's a big one.
Ito Smith is interesting.
John Brown.
McNichols is not the handcuff. Darrington Evans is the handcuff. McNichols just came because he was injured.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joshua Kelly.
I just feel like
Pollard,
John Brown. Devin Funchess.
Yeah, John Brown.
Yeah, John Brown's in. Anyways, for this team, just getting into the analysis, I feel like I overperformed slightly, but I still feel like other guys like Lockett and Cooper could bounce back. Yeah, and Robinson, we'll see. I think Chicago is actually a pretty decent spot for him. We'll have to see what happens if he gets tagged or not.
He doesn't have a QB. That's the
problem. I feel like that is the clear weak. This is the only team in the league that has a very, very clear weakness, and that's the quarterback.
Yeah.
Every other position, he's
an amazing team. He's a very good team.
Solid stuff everywhere else. It's at quarterback is the only issue, and that's I believe that's probably the reason. Like he lost to us in the finals. We had Matt Ryan and Josh Allen. He had two quarterbacks. He had Drew Brees.
Position, he has like a difference maker. That people who can win him the week. Like Dalvin Cook, Derrick Henry, two amazing running backs.
You have everything else that you need. Everything else. You just
Amari Cooper,
quarterback without giving away too much.
Yeah, you're kind of overrating. Lockett really finished the season really quiet, too. This is a classic Tyler thing. I feel like he's kind of inconsistent. But if Lockett, if he had those
two really big games a season and then the rest of them are kind of like.
Yeah, that's where I agree with you. That's why I think Lockett's an interesting style. Yeah, Lockett was solid, of course, but. Anyways, I don't know. Yeah, definitely try to sell a wide receiver for. There's definitely some teams in this league that I feel like really undersell quarterbacks. Like we got Josh Allen for cheap. We'll get into our team in a bit, But you know what I mean? Like, there's actually a market where quarterbacks are pretty easy to acquire. Like a Philip Rivers, you might be able to get him for your 301.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, and then that fixes that hole. So, or maybe Cam Newton goes up. You know what I mean? Just, you know, consider it. That's all I have to say about this team. How about you guys?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
I think in a 14-team super flex league, if you are weak on quarterbacks, sometimes you have to just take some dart throws, you know, with a very, very late pick. If it works, it works. If not, you know, hard luck. Yeah. That's the best you can do. Otherwise, it's very tough to have to get quarterbacks in a super flex league. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's just tough luck.
As for our team, I don't know how long I want to spend on it, but I have some interesting thoughts about why our team won, in my opinion. We actually have the 110 and the 310 this season. As for 2021 picks, I believe we just have all our own picks going in the future. Oh, we also have a fourth.
Except for this, we're missing our second in 2022.
Oh, yeah. Good point. We're missing our second. We do also have a fourth in 2021, too. We have the last pick. We have the, what is it called? Mr. Irrelevant or whatever?
Irrelevant, yeah.
Yeah. As for our team that won the championship, you're probably really curious. It had Matt Ryan, Cam Akers, Josh Jacobs, Giovanni Bernard, A.J. Brown, Adam Thielen, Hollywood Brown, that's Marquise, T.J. Hockenson, George Kittle, Stephon Diggs, Jacoby Myers, Josh Allen, Jordan Love, Carson Wentz, Sony Michel, Alexander Madison, Dante Pettis, KJ Hamler, Chris Herndon, Jimmy Graham was really big for us for some weeks too, and then Mullins, I guess, whatever. And then obviously we don't have our own first, but we have Tyler Bells, which is a few picks higher. I think this team won. I'm going to kind of give myself a pat on the back because I normally am really badly in the draft, but we got guys like Jacoby Myers and Giovanni Bernard, who I think we drafted in like the 18th or 19th round of a 14-team league, and they literally helped us like fill out a roster and win weeks. So I think really that's one element of why we did really well too. And obviously it wasn't just me drafting, it was everybody here, and everybody deserves a round of applause too. But I think those late round hits can really, really, really bump up value. But I also think this team trading down really helped, considering we drafted AJ Brown, who's a stud, really late. You know, Diggs too.
I think looking at the format of this league, I think our strength is the strength of the format. For example, this league is a super flex Titan premium. We have three quarterbacks, one of them who is a superstar, Josh Allen. And then it's a Titan premium league where we have George Kittle and T.J. Hockenson. Monsters, absolute monsters. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We also had Irv Smith, which we sold. So we went for positions which really, you know, shine in this kind of format. And that was a difference maker. We have gone through so many teams. You can see that, you know, so many of them have weakness at quarterback and tight end. Tight end, you have like four or five good tight ends in fantasy land. And we have two of those. So it makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
And at one point this season, we were just a decent team. We weren't, I wouldn't say we were really, really a great team. We were decent. What put us over the edge was adding Josh Allen and that stack with Stephon Diggs later in the season. Yeah. That they blew up together and really helped carry us all the way through the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Yep. Didn't help. I mean, Kittle was out for the majority of the time. So that was kind of just helps us win championship week. Having Hockenson there, who I believe Hockenson finished as the tight end three. So, I mean, like, we, even though we lost George Kittle, who we were expecting to be a top two tight end, we still finished with a tight end three.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's a great point. I think it's the depth of this team that won it, honestly, thinking about it.
Absolutely.
You know, when Carson Wentz got benched, we had, you know, Matt Ryan, obviously, who could just plug in and be that starter, and we made that trade for Josh Allen, too. I think, you know, guys like Giovanni Bernard ended up being really big for our team, considering Cam Akers really started off really poorly and then got injured again. I think he got injured two times during the season. So, obviously, that was really big, too. So, I think it's just, like, our team doesn't have a weakness, and our team still has draft picks moving forward.
Yeah, our team has, like, a running back weakness, but again, I mean, that's where we lucked out with, you know, Mixon's injury and we had Bernard or things like that. But the lesson learned is that, you know, always pay attention to the format and play to the strengths of the format. The format is super flex. Always go for three quarterbacks. You never know. For example, we're very high on Wentz and that guy suddenly disappeared. People would be very high on Prescott, Dak Prescott. He was not there. So you never know what can happen. Have
just,
good stable of quarterbacks.
Just wait until Wentz is on the Colts next year.
Yeah, I mean, he will again be
quarterbacks.
Yeah, I agree. But I'm saying that don't be satisfied with one or two quarterbacks.
Right. Exactly.
Have a third one. If it's tight end premium, you know, those flex positions.
Yeah.
In the flex positions, always start a tight end over a wide receiver. You know, preferably running back or tight end. Wide receiver should be a no-no for the flex.
Don't be afraid to make moves.
Yeah.
Like I said, the trade for Josh Allen is what effectively won us this league.
Yeah.
But to be fair.
We went for it. We went out and we got what we wanted and we set.
Yeah. And to be clear, for our first place team, I believe we finished only with one loss or did we have two losses? I can't remember.
Double check that.
We were the number one record. I want to look it up because people might be curious about that too.
We finished 10-3.
Yeah, you know, Trent's talking about our team struggling. We're 10-3, so you know our team wasn't struggling that much. But I definitely think
early on, I believe we had like two losses within our first six, and then once we got Josh Allen, we only lost.
So there were three teams that finished 10-3.
Yeah.
So yeah, we were okay. I mean, we got more points later because of Josh Allen, or we could be easily the third seed.
We could easily be the sixth seed. I mean,
You
look at every team that made the playoffs had 9 or more wins.
Yeah.
And that's when we talk
so
about
one
these
win here and there can change stuff.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's when I talk about some of these teams with draft picks. I'm like, it's such a stacked league. Like everyone seems to have a really decent roster. Even if some teams overperformed, it's like, who says they can't overperform again, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's what makes it tough. It's just how limited the playoffs are. But we were the most in points for, I believe, too. I remember that pretty confidently.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey, you know, one of my first wins is a one seed. I had two of them this season. Never had one before. So not unsimilar. Never had one before, I believe. And Trent probably...
I had never won before this year, too.
Yeah, as a one seed. I don't know about Trent.
We were the most in points for, and we... almost tripled the next most messages in the league. We sent a lot of messages.
Yeah.
In league chat.
Which makes sense. We should be. I mean, we are here to entertain everyone. This is our fan league. We want to make sure everyone is very comfortable.
Never mind. I forgot Fed. Fed was somewhat close.
Yeah. So anyways, thank you guys for listening. I feel like we don't have anything important to say. Maybe we'll recraft our rookie draft. Maybe we could draft live or I don't know. We could do something really fun. So I think it depends. But definitely subscribe. Keep in mind, we don't know when we're going to be back. I want to be back, especially because I'm going back to college. Nothing to do. But it depends on everybody. So I just don't want to give any listeners or viewers the promise that we'll be back. But when we're back,
we'll
going to be back.
We'll definitely be back. Yeah, now, just enjoy the playoffs. And we'll definitely be back when the rookie things starts heating up. We'll also send have an episode where we'll definitely talk about what are our trade targets, what players we are looking to sell, looking to buy, and we will do that much earlier, much before the NFL draft or the even the combine. So end of January, early February, we should be back with a bang.
Yeah,
and we know you guys want us back. All five of our fans, we know you want us back, so we'll be there for you.
and even if we are making podcast episodes, because we're pretty casual with it, which is kind of one of our weaknesses as a show, but just message us on Twitter. All three of these guys are pretty active. Oh, I don't know why I said that in like third person. Well, all of us are pretty active on Twitter, even though I only tweet about basketball these days. Like, I'll answer some fantasy football questions. I don't have a problem with it.
And we will respond very, very quickly.
That includes teams we talked about. Like, if you're one of the teams that we talked about and you want some genuine, honest advice, we will give it to you about just targets. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. DM us. Always open. We love interactions.
Message on Sleeper. Yeah. So thank you guys so much. I hope you're staying safe. Obviously, with COVID.
Year.
Thank you for a great year. Now, 2021.
Happy New Year.
We're going to win you some leagues. Happy New Year, guys.
Let's go.
Bye.